the 62nd edition of the Miss South Africa pageant will be held tomorrow evening, broadcast live from the Table Bay Hotel in the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town. It will be a two-hour live broadcast being simulcast on Mnet and Mzansi Magic, and I imagine you can stream it on a number of platforms. Joining me on the line is the CEO of Miss South Africa organization, Stephanie Wiel. Stephanie, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you? Less than 36 hours away from the live broadcast of the beauty pageant.
Tired, but happy to be in Cape Town as well.
No doubt. Tell us about why it continues to be important for us to hold a Miss South Africa and celebrate the crowning of the most beautiful woman in the land.
You know, I think in days and years like this, more than ever, we have so many social issues that, you know, that we speak about. We look at what's going on on the continent. We look at what's going on in the world. And we need young women to offer their voice to make a change. You know, women like Zulzi have made such an impact on the lives of others. Young women need to have, you know, strong female leadership that they can look up to. And I think that with where these girls come from and where they develop to, I believe that's the beauty in why we have the South Africa around and why it's so important.
And Zozibini Tunzi is actually an example of that. Here's a woman who was born in the rural parts of the Eastern Cape. I mean, lovely pictures of her going back home, obviously because of lockdown and many other things, and doing the things that she used to do growing up. And yet she is Miss Universe. And it truly must be inspirational then for any girl sitting in Cape Town, in Joburg, in Pretoria right now to think, I can achieve that level of impact, because it's the impact that she's had that is most amazing to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she said it best, you know, I want young girls to see their face reflected in mine. And that's what it is. You want young women to see, and young girls, young boys to see their faces in every single one of these young women that are on this stage on Saturday night.
Indeed. So Zubini Tunzi, of course, Miss Universe 2019. She, alongside Sasha Lee, will be judging Miss South Africa, and our very own Anilim Dodda, who is just lovely to have in Cape Town. it's a rare find. What will be happening tomorrow from 5 o'clock onwards, Stephanie?
Well, it's really exciting. So there's a couple of things we've done this year to kind of, because obviously, you know, we can't have a 7,500 person audience, as we've had in so many years gone by. So we've tried to kind of allow the audience at home to feel that they are really, really a part of what's happening on the ground. So from 4 o'clock, actually, we're starting with a live pre-show, which is hosted by none other than Cape Town's finest, Cameron Green, Miss South Africa 2018. And that will be available on MissSA.live to watch that exclusive pre-show. We'll then move into the finale show, which you can watch on Mnet and Mzansi or on MissSA.live. If you watch on MissSA.live, we've got two other angles for you. We've got two different camera angles. We've got a backstage camera and one in the OB van. So you can really get that exclusive kind of feeling of what's going on. And of course, at 7 o'clock, we will have a new queen.
We will indeed. They have been in Cape Town, of course, the finalists for at least the last week, a week and a bit, no doubt. And they've gone to really enjoy parts of Cape Town that many people travel for years, you know, kilometers to come and experience. Are they having a good time?
They're having a fantastic time. The emotional moment, because it's been a long time. And I want it so badly, but they're having a marvelous time, and being together, they're an incredible young woman.
And I made reference to some of the judges. I mean, some of them are returning, of course, from previous years, and some of them responsible for finding Zozi for us in the world.
It's interesting. Leandi Durant, who is one of our judges, was part of the top 25 or semi-finalist judging last year. And then you get somebody like Kim Engelbrecht, who actually was part of Demi Lee's selection panel. And of course, Anele, who was part of both. So incredible to have them both there. And then, you know, Peggy Sue Kamalo is just such an icon, not only as a businesswoman, but in our brand of Miss South Africa. So an honor to have her with us too.
Indeed. Well, Stephanie, I know what I'll be doing at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Thank you very much for joining us today and all the best with the live broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie Wheel is the CEO of Miss South Africa organization. The live broadcast of the pageant will start at 5 o'clock, and by 7 o'clock we'll crown a new Miss South Africa. You can though go and stream not only the show via the organization's website, but also the pre-show that will be hosted by Taryn Lee at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so that you can see the glitz and the glamour unfolding at the Table Bay Hotel. Thank you very much, Stephanie Will, and as indicated, all the best for the Miss South Africa competition tomorrow.